Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah! It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And what a day, what a day, what a day. Rob Parker, what's happening, man?
Man, what's happening? Here we go. Happy anniversary, Chris Broussard.
Happy anniversary, Rob Parker. 1 year. Some people didn't think we could last 1 year.
I know. And you know what?
They thought we'd be kill each other by then.
and not at all. And we do want to say to everybody, Chris, who has made this show possible, Rob G., our producer, who's not here today, and, of course, Alex, our engineer.
Yes.
And Elijah, who's our social media guru. And Deb Carson was our original sports update person.
Yes.
And all the other guys who come in.
Ralph.
And Steve.
And David.
Brian.
Gascon,
all those guys.
Brian.
All the interns.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thanks to our bosses, of course, Don Martin and Scott Shapiro. Thank you. Everybody, seriously, in this building, thank you very much for making our jobs a lot easier. And Chris and I have been friends for a long time, but we never worked together this closely like this.
Right.
And what an experience. I told a lot of people, and people have been asking me, and I said, it has been amazing. And Chris, thank you. Just thank you.
No, I appreciate that, man. It's so much fun. I mean, it doesn't feel like work. The 3 hours feels more like 35 minutes.
It's fast.
I mean, it goes fast. You and I oftentimes look at each other like, man, the show's almost over. You know, so that means you're having a good time.
Yes.
And I'm excited, man. I mean, I'm looking forward to many, many more years, many more anniversaries of the Odd Couple because I love what we have going here.
No doubt about it.
On top of that,
I was going to say, and throughout the show, before you get to the bigger news, throughout the show, we'll be replaying clips from the first year, from some good moments that have happened on the program. So we'll do that, Chris. But you have even bigger news today.
Well, among those clips, we've got all four of Rob's good jokes throughout the year. All four you'll hear today.
I don't know about that.
But no, seriously, the big news of the day, even bigger than our anniversary,
yes,
of course, is that our producer, Rob G., who we know and love, he's a huge part of this show, as much a part of this show as Rob and I.
No doubt about it.
That's no lie.
He's the backbone.
Does a tremendous job. Yes. No doubt. He does a tremendous job. We rely on him a lot. But he and his wife, Lauren, gave birth to a baby girl, Aria, this morning.
Wow.
It's their first baby. And they're going to be tremendous parents. We know Rob G's going to be a great dad.
He's a great guy.
Right.
And he'll have so much love for that baby. And we're thrilled. We've seen the whole process when she got pregnant, when he told us, and then to see this whole thing unfold in our eyes. And he told me it was a chance that he might not be here today. So, and it did happen this morning. So, congratulations to the guest.
I feel honored that she was born on our 1 year anniversary.
I know. That is pretty amazing.
I know it's not a big deal, but, I really do. Like, that's great. That is just awesome. So,
we can never forget our birthday, right?
Right. That's right. That's true. So, this is a special day, and we're looking to a great show.
Yes.
Our good friend, 3-time Super Bowl champ, Mark Schlaworth, will be with us in about 25 minutes at the bottom of the hour. And there's obviously lots of sports to talk, lots of football to talk. And the news of the day, Rob, we had news of the day yesterday with Ben Roethlisberger being out for the season.
Another quarterback
with an elbow
out.
Injury. Yeah, now same draft class, matter of fact. Weren't they the same draft class? Eli Manning and Ben? Check that out for me, Lee, but I think they were the same draft class with Phillip Rivers. I know Rivers and Eli were.
No, definitely, because they switched spots, yep.
Yep. But Eli Manning has been benched. Daniel Jones, the rookie out of Duke, the sixth pick in the draft, who lit everybody up in the preseason, had people calling him Daniel Dimes for the dimes he was dropping as the quarterback. He will be the starting quarterback Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the New York Giants, and Eli Manning is out. And I'm going to give you the floor first, Rob. What are your thoughts?
I think this is the most poorly handled situation I've ever seen with the Giants. Only from this standpoint, Chris.
More poor than Lash? What was it?
No, but
was it 2 years ago they benched Eli?
But this is worse from the standpoint that a year ago you had a chance to pick up a franchise quarterback, right, when you took Saquon Barkley, and you didn't do it because it was all about Eli still has good and still has years to go. So my point is, now two games into the season, now it's time to let him go instead of a year ago. Chris, he was bad a year ago. My point is, they were protecting him a year ago, and they were telling everybody he still had more time. What happened after two games? What? I don't know. Really? Chris, you even broke out a scenario yesterday where there's a couple of easy games ahead of us, right, for the Giants, that they could have let him play two or three more weeks and see if they could get out of this before they pull the trigger. I don't understand. What? Why now? Seriously, why now?
Well,
I don't get that.
Obviously, we both agree that Eli's done.
Right, but I said this 2 years ago.
We've been saying that 2 years ago. We both said they should draft Sam Darnold instead of Saquon Barkley. As great as Barkley is, he's a running back, and you see what that's getting them.
Thank you.
They're 0-2. What were they last year, 5-11 or something like that?
Yes, it didn't amount to anything as far as wins. Right.
Right, you need a quarterback. Now, I like Sam Darnold. If you ask me right now, would I rather have Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones? I'd rather have Sam Darnold.
So would I.
However, they obviously didn't like Darnold.
You know, but there were more choices than that.
Right. Well, they didn't like any of them,
I guess not, but this
and
guy.
And they like Daniel Jones. And now, look, again, I'm not going to overreact to the preseason, but they got their quarterback. At least they think they did. And we'll see how that plays out. I definitely don't think it's the worst thing in recent memory from the Giants. I think the worst handling was when they benched Eli, was it 2 years ago?
Right, and then they
brought
backtracked.
Him back
right.
Like a week or two later because of the crowd, the fan backlash. That was the worst. Oh. You should have either stuck with leaving him on the bench, or you should have never benched him in the first place. You don't react to the fans like they did. So I thought that was the worst handling of the situation.
But I would say to you in this one, Chris, what was it in the first two games that Eli, their defense got shredded? Can we? I'm not trying to make any excuses.
No, Eli's as bad as Eli may be, he is not their number
that's
one.
That's what
problem.
I'm saying.
Number two, or even probably number three.
Am
problem.
I right? That's
right.
That's my biggest argument is, that's you're changing the quarterback now where your defense can't stop anybody.
I agree with you, Rob, in that I don't think this is the best timing. As you said, I broke out the scenario yesterday. I think the best time to do it was going to be after you play the New England Patriots on October 10th. That would have been your sixth game, okay? Then he's got the last 10 games to play.
Yes.
Because you're probably going to be 2-4 at best during that, you know, after that, and probably more like 1-5. You would have a week and a half to prepare with Daniel Jones as the quarterback because they play New England on a Thursday, and then the following Sunday, the two Sundays after that, they've got Arizona. So you got a week and a half to get your rookie quarterback ready. You play Arizona, which is not a good team. Then you got Detroit after that. two potentially winnable games. Now, I know people may say, well, Tampa Bay and Washington are winnable. Yeah, but then you got Minnesota and New England. Belichick's gonna put it on this kid. You know, we know that. So I just think there was a better time to do it. But overall, though, Rob, I'm not that upset. I'm not upset at all.
I'm not upset at it. Like, I don't think it's the best timing,
but I'm fine with it because you and I have said Eli's been done for a few years.
I've been arguing with people in New York for years, Chris, and they just push back all the time whenever I say, like, Eli's bad. I don't know what you guys aren't watching. You remember the guy who called up yesterday, you remember? First thing he was saying, oh, it ain't Eli's fault. That's right. What they've been saying. Because there are other issues. You just brought it up. The defense is terrible. They got a lot of issues. They don't have any receivers. You know, they got...
That's another thing. Sterling Shepard out with a concussion. Golden Tate out
suspension.
For four games suspended. So, I think it's all about putting Daniel Jones in the right situation. You would have brought him back with Shepard, presumably back from the concussion, and Golden Tate,
right.
Top two receivers. And Cody Latimer's out as well with a concussion.
This is what
so
I'm
his
saying.
Top three receivers are out. To me, Rob, this is about Shermer protecting his job.
I totally agree.
The only thing I'll give the Giants credit for is it seems like they let Shermer and Gettleman make the decision. Because I don't think John Mara would have done this soon.
All they talked about was that kid wasn't going to play this year,
right.
Remember? And I kept saying, right. I misread this all the way because of the way the Giants have protected Eli. I thought he would have had to have been like god-awful, awful for him not to play. And I look at the first two games, and he's not good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not making an excuse.
He wasn't terrible.
But he wasn't like
two interceptions,
exactly.
A fumble. Yeah, he wasn't. Honestly, he's what he's been for the last 6 years.
That's what I mean. Nothing's really changed
right.
To where they say, oh, we can't have this anymore. That's what I.
Right. No,
you could have said that 2 years ago.
You're absolutely right. And let me say something. Rob, look, we know how knowledgeable and passionate New York fans are. I will never disrespect New York fans.
We both worked in that city. We know how it is.
Yes, yes. We both wrote for newspapers there. We know how intense they are. And they're great fans. But there are times, Rob, where they make me scratch my head.
Yes.
I think they get too emotionally attached to some people. And Eli, you have said it. I'm going to give you the credit for this. You have talked about how the Indianapolis Colts moved on from Peyton freaking Manning.
Absolutely.
All right, the San Francisco 49ers moved on from Joe freaking Montana.
Who was 4-0 in the Super Bowl and they moved on.
The Green Bay Packers moved on from Brett freaking Favre. And they moved on when those guys had something left.
Yes.
Favre goes to Minnesota and the Jets. I mean, the Jets first and Minnesota. And he's a Pro Bowler two times.
Yep.
I mean, Montana goes to Kansas City.
And gets them to the AFC. They went to the AFC Championship game with Joe Montana at quarterback.
Peyton Manning wins a Super Bowl and breaks all the records, most touchdowns in a season, most yards thrown for in a season, and wins an MVP with Denver.
Yes.
And you can't move on from Eli Manning, 8 years after he won a Super Bowl? They've had one winning record in the last 6 years, one playoff appearance in the last 7 years, and you can't move on from Eli Manning? I'm sorry, no. It's ridiculous. They were right 2 years ago when they benched him.
They were right, and you remember it cost Jerry Reese, their GM, and who was the coach?
McAdoo.
And they cost him. They cost Ben both of those guys their jobs. You remember that with the backlash?
Yep. I mean, New York fans, again, I'll never disrespect you, but this is ridiculous. You got to move on. It doesn't diminish what Eli did. The two Super Bowls are tremendous. He will live on in New York sports lore forever. But it's time. It's been time. And no one should be, you know, killing, hitting, you know, beating themselves over the head over this decision. I mean, it just is time for Eli to pass the torch. And so, you know, another thing, Rob, would you trade him?
Yeah,
well, you know, there are teams that Jacksonville, would they take him?
They need a quarterback.
A lot of teams out there, you know, with all the injuries.
Eli could just move over into the Jets locker room.
I mean,
after that performance we saw yesterday,
the third stringer looked okay, though. He actually looked okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but yeah, no, you could do that. You really could. That would be funny.
That would be.
All right, what do you think? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did the Giants make the right decision, or was the timing botched? Your turn to weigh in. It's the Odd Couple on our one-year anniversary, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
At Farmers Insurance, we know there's a crucial difference between a kick drum pedal and your car's accelerator pedal. Because at Farmers, we've seen and covered it.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're brought to you by TrueCar. Car shopping, as you know, can be confusing. Terms like dealer price, list price, and invoice will have your head spinning. That's why you need TrueCar, because TrueCar shows you what other people paid for the car you want. Makes it easy to recognize a good price from a bad one. So when you're ready to buy a new or even a used car, make sure you visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. And as you hear the sounds behind me, celebration. We are celebrating our one-year anniversary of The Odd Couple. So before we go any further, let's take a look back.
One, two.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Boom, boom, boom.
And if we threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest bit would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Yeah.
It's
the DMX remix.
Come on, man.
Thank you for being a friend.
Give us the DMX.
There it is. That was Ari Spears.
They are. That was funny.
That
was Ari Spears. That was Ari Spears.
Hey, throughout the program, Chris, we got some great ones. Great stuff from our first year.
And you heard that DMX impression was great. Right on the money, too, at the end. Ari Spears, the great comedian. All right, Rob, let's get to our friends on the phones. Let's see what they think. 877-99 on Fox if you want to weigh in on the Eli Manning, Daniel Jones situation.
All right, let's start with Sean in Sacramento. Sean, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Happy anniversary, y'all.
Thank you, my man. We appreciate you.
Hey, man, I'm not going to lie, man. Y'all were a long time coming. A lot like sports in general. Sports Talk Radio is a lot of, let's just say, a little bit of paler complexion dudes. And, man, it's so inspiring to hear a couple of educated brothers like y'all coming on every weekday and just spilling the knowledge to everybody else out here, man. So thank y'all for a great year so far.
Thank you.
Thanks, my man.
What you got on Eli? We appreciate it.
As far as Eli goes, man, Chris, you was on the money yesterday with the talk. This was a long time coming. This should have happened 3 years ago with the way Eli's numbers been looking, man. And not only that, but you get a year of experience under Daniel Jones' belt. So whether he has a good year or a bad year, that's 1 year already in the tank, 1 year experience, 1 year of chemistry building. And I just think it's the right decision.
No, I agree.
I do agree with that.
We both are in agreement that
no doubt
we've been saying it for years. Thanks, Sean, for the call. So that's not even the issue. I'm just like, why all of a sudden? It's just my point. This has been bad.
I think they should have done it in a few more weeks. But I think it's good, Rob, to let Jones take his lumps this year.
Yeah.
And then next year he comes back and hopefully, you know, you're thinking, okay, let's see if we can make a playoff run with this guy.
We'll see. All right, Lewis in Orlando, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Happy anniversary, guys, and thanks for having me back again. I know we talked last night.
Thank you.
I'm disappointed. I understand the football reasons, and You know, we can debate back and forth whether Eli's done or not. I thought this was his last season regardless. But when you come from New York, when you live in New York, it's a respect thing, right? We've all talked about how well he's handled this, the consummate professional he's been, what he's done for the Giants. And you're just going to cut him in after week two? Like you said, what has he shown? What did he do that you know, after 2 weeks you say he's done?
Right, that it has to be. That's the thing. Is like, what did he do to be like, okay, you got to come out? Like, do you know what I mean? That's the only thing.
I also think Daniel Jones has shown them something.
But I can't do preseason.
But it probably wasn't just the preseason. I bet he was showing it in practice. They probably were watching in practice. All every day he's out playing Eli. I mean, what if John Mara, like, I think you enter this season and you have an open competition at quarterback, and Daniel Jones probably would have beat Eli out from the get-go. So, Lewis, I get it. Look, Eli has been two Super Bowls. You can't overstate that, okay? And no matter how bad he's been at times in the regular season, he is a New York sports legend. I'm with you.
Legend,
but
no doubt about
it. Lewis, you heard me. You heard all the teams that have moved on from quarterbacks who were way better, with all due respect, than Eli, including his brother Peyton. The Giants can't move on from Eli?
No doubt. Hey, let's go to Joe in Montana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good call, man. First time caller. Happy anniversary, y'all.
Thank you,
man. We appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, thanks.
We got love for Montana.
No, but yeah, Eli should definitely sit the bench. I mean, let Daniel Jones get thrown in there and, you know, run with the big boys. You know, he could probably learn something from playing New England. I mean, I'm a diehard Pittsburgh fan. I mean, we got shut out, but, you know, we got to take our lessons. You know, we got a young core and young defense that they need to learn.
Well, all he's right. Definitely going to learn. Joe. He's definitely going to be taught some things.
Oh, no doubt about it. It'll be interesting sure. to see how this yeah. thing plays out, but we appreciate the call.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Our good buddy Mark Schlereth, Big Stink, is coming up next, and he'll be calling the Raiders and the Vikings this Sunday on Fox. So he'll join us to talk about the biggest headlines after our man Ralph Irvin brings us the latest. Thank you, Ralph. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. You hear him on FS1 all the time, and also he's an NFL on Fox analyst. He'll be calling the Raiders at the Vikings game this Sunday. It's our good friend, and you heard three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth.
Stink, what's happening? What's up?
Nothing, man. How are you guys doing today?
Man, we're doing great.
We are great.
We're celebrating our first anniversary on The Odd Couple, so we're thrilled.
Well, congratulations, man. That's big. I mean, there's a lot of people that didn't think you guys would make it, but I wasn't right. one of them. I always knew. I always knew you guys were gonna land on your feet. This is awesome.
There you go.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that. Let's get to the football. Obviously, the big news is that the Giants going with Daniel Jones over Eli. Do you agree with the timing of this and the overall decision?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Eli hasn't played poorly the last couple of years. They're not a very good football team. And at some point, you got to decide what you are and where you're going and how you're going to get there. And so if you understand that, guys, even if we continue to trot Eli out there, and even if he plays at a high level, we don't have a good enough team to win on a consistent basis. So would we rather play that out and make it this farewell tour and knowing that we're still in a rebuilding process, and then we have to start all over next year with a young quarterback who has no reps, no ability. You know, it's not like the situation in Kansas City where they were a really good playoff team and Patrick Mahomes got to sit and get tutored by Alex Smith. And I mean, I can't tell you how many – I mean, I met with Matt Nagy last year. I just called the Chicago Bears game. I met with him again last week. He told me – I mean, it was unbelievable. First and foremost, Alex Smith is one of the great guys in the league, but he's like a 40 on the Wonderlic test, a perfect score. He's a brilliant guy, and he took just incredible care of Patrick Mahomes. He took him under his wing. He took an interest in Patrick Mahomes and the development of Patrick Mahomes, and he said he was such an unbelievable mentor to the kid. but they had a really good playoff team. The Giants aren't going anywhere. So, I mean, the best way to learn oftentimes, I think J.C. Penney once said it a long time ago, the best teacher is the job itself. And they've just decided we're going to have to teach the kid because we want him to understand the NFL next year as some of these pieces that we're putting together, some of these young players start to develop so that we can hit that window of opportunity to win, you know, and we don't have to sit and develop a quarterback for another year. So I totally understand where they're coming from.
But Stink, this to me, and hey, I've been calling for Eli to be gone for the last couple of years, so I'm not trying to make an excuse for Eli. But this feels like this is being done right here, right now, to take some of the pressure off the head coach and the GM. Only from this standpoint. Here's a stat for you. In two games, the Giants defense has given up 9 touchdown drives of 70-plus yards in 9 games. Yeah. Stink, that's not about a quarterback?
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. It's about a horrendous defense. But again, like I said, your quarterback, if you can fix some of the pieces of that puzzle, if some of those young guys can learn to play and they actually develop over the course of the year, which is what your ultimate job is as a coaching staff, is to develop your young players, and then all of a sudden you're going to come off the bench with a guy who's never played because he sat behind Eli the whole time. I mean, I get it. There's no perfect scenario here. They're a bad football team. They're a bad defensive football team. Do you know that in every offensive meeting room, there is a goal chart, and on that goal chart, one of the goals is one drive for 60-plus yards for a score. Not a touchdown, just a score. It's how hard it is normally to drive the football, and maybe it's changed a little bit since my time, but that's essentially a goal in every offensive goal chart, in every offensive meeting room. To give up, what'd you say?
Given up 9. They've given in two games. The New York Giants defense has given up 9 touchdown drives of 70 yards plus. That's unheard of.
Are they playing with 11 guys? Do they know the rules?
Right.
Do they have
you're
11 guys on these
11?
Hey, and Stink. Speaking of that, the Dolphins. Have you seen some of these point spreads out there for this coming week? I think the Patriots are 22.5 point favorites over the Jets, and the Cowboys are 21.5 point favorites over Miami. I mean, how bad are these teams?
They're horrible, and I will tell you this. It's interesting to watch what's going on in Miami and the mass exodus, and now it just seems like if you're upset with your situation, you just have your agent demand a trade, and eventually you're going to get out.
Right.
But, you know, it's really trades happen. And like when I was playing, there was never a trade. Nobody ever talked about trades. It just never happened. In the last 4 or 5 years, they've opened up the floodgates on this. But I do hate that aspect of, hey, it's not very good here. I want to win. There used to be a point in time where you just say, hey, man, I'm going to help this franchise turn the corner, and we're going to win together. But I'm telling you what happened last year is really interesting because the Oakland Raiders trade away Khalil Mack. And like a week later, John Gruden says, boy, it's really hard to, you know, find pass rush.
Right.
You're like, whoa, dude. But they trade away him. They get a bunch of draft capital. And then they trade away Amari Cooper. They get a bunch more draft capital. And when you watch them on film compared to last year, they're exponentially more talented. They're just a way better football team right now. And so I think other teams are looking at it going, hey, this is a viable deal. One, we're going to get younger and we're going to become more talented.
And cheaper.
I don't know if that means – yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if that means you can play, but we're going to become a hell of a lot cheaper. And hopefully, you know what, we can manage and find, you know, the quarterback. The thing about the Raiders is they had a quarterback. So, you know, it's a little bit different than, you know, what Miami's got right now, running out Ryan Fitzpatrick and, you know, Josh Rosen. But I think teams look at that model that Oakland created last year and say maybe that's not a bad way to go.
NFL on Fox analyst Mark Schlereth joining the Odd Couple. Let's get back to Eli, Mark. And Rob and I, you know, we understand how big it is to do something in New York. Everything is magnified when you do it in New York. And that's why we tend to think Eli probably will get into the Hall of Fame.
I say he definitely will. He beat Tom Brady twice and the 18-0 Patriots.
You think he's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at the record at, 116 and 116.
Right, he's 500.
Yeah. And that'll make you scratch your head a little bit. But in the big moments, in the big games, in the playoffs, and obviously in the Super Bowl against the Patriots twice and once against, like you said, an 18-0 Patriots team, and being the two-time Super Bowl MVP, yeah, I think that Eli will probably get in. I think, you know, some of that record, he'll get a little hall pass because here in the last however many years, 4 or 5 years, that franchise has been fairly dysfunctional. They've had, you know, they've had some turnover. They've had, you know, some issues within the locker room. They've had some bad draft choices and things of that nature. So I think that'll mitigate the 116-116 record in the voters' eyes a little bit because, you know, ultimately what matters is when you win championships and you play on the grandest of grand stages and you beat a team that was, you know, considered invincible. That's going to go a long way with stuff, with honestly a couple of the greatest throws that we've ever seen.
Yes.
In pressure situations. So, yeah, I would probably err on the side of I think he's probably going to get into the Hall of Fame. But it's not like he's not a slam dunk. It may take a while.
Yeah,
right.
It might. Yeah, I could see that where some people hold it against him.
It should take a while. Honestly, he shouldn't be a first ballot.
But it is.
You think, Rob?
It depends on what do you value. I mean, I guess, Stink, you know, the Super Bowls, do you value them? Because who's the other quarterback we always talk about who has the
Jim Plunkett.
Jim Plunkett won two, but he was never the MVP. He didn't put up any great numbers. Do you know what I mean? Even though he was the quarterback and they won two Super Bowls. Eli has two MVPs, and you just said it, Mark. He has two huge throws in the Super Bowl to win games. I mean, I don't know how you ignore that.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, obviously, I don't think you can. I don't think the voters will. But again, I don't think he's going in like right off the bat. I think it's going to take a while for him to get in. But I think eventually he'll make it.
And he made a receiver catch a ball off his helmet too. So you got to give him points for that.
And not only that, but if you watch that play, how did he escape that?
That was
am
impressive.
I right? Yeah. How did he get that ball off?
Yeah, I thought for sure. I thought for sure he was, you know, he was sacked. It's funny, you know, it's just funny how things work out. But that was one where, you know, I thought the game was over. And you know, that David Tyreek, it was just amazing. But, again, he played his best football in those clutch, you know, situations in the Super Bowl. So, yeah, there's value in that. To be able to perform when the pressure's on in those situations, that to me is a, you know, that's a big time attribute and a big time kind of mark in the yes column.
Hey, Stink, can we squeeze one more in, Chris? We got
about 30 seconds.
Okay, Ben Roethlisberger, are we good to bring him back? Or maybe is this a time to cut bait? After this, he's going to be 38 in March, or you're bringing him back no matter what?
Hey, tell me how Rudolph plays. If Rudolph likes it.
I think they like Rudolph, Mark. I think they really like Rudolph.
I think so too. And if he lights it up, they may say, "Hey Ben,
right?
It's been good. It's been a great run.
Can hear them now.
We'll see you around sometime.
Hey Rudolph, with your nose so bright, can you take us to an AFC Championship game tonight? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, it's the great Mark Schlereth,
three-time Super Bowl champion,
our buddy. You'll check him out. This Sunday, he's calling the Raiders at Vikings game, so you don't want to miss that. Stink, thanks a lot, man.
You got it, guys. Be well.
All right, appreciate it.
2 weeks are in the books, and it's that time of the week. I had to come strong on him last week. Your power rankings were off last week, right?
No, they weren't. They were right there.
I hope you've improved, and they're better this week, because I am coming with the critique. All right. But it's going to be Parker's power rankings next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Farmers Insurance knows the difference between a car hitting your bumper and a clown car hitting your bumper.
Sorry about that.
Because at Farmers, we've seen and covered it.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and it's the moment we've all been waiting for since Sunday night, or maybe I should say Monday night, is Parker's Power Rankings.
You want to raise your power? Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power.
It's Parker's Power Rankings.
All right, here we go. The hard part is to decide who's going to be number five.
Duval!
Number five.
I wasn't sure if it was going to be the Patriots or the Chiefs. One of those two teams, so I'm going to pick the Patriots.
Unbelievable.
They didn't play anybody.
They didn't play anybody. They don't 40, need to.
43 points against that pathetic, pitiful Miami Dolphins. That doesn't count as a win in the NFL.
The Patriots
that was horrible.
Should have started off as your number one team. They're
no. Stop.
Give them some respect.
Can I do my own power thing? When you do that basketball thing you do, I don't say anything.
that basketball thing I
Whatever
do.
You do.
Number four.
Number four, the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, yeah, they scored 28 points in the second quarter, but nothing the rest of the game. Where were they? I don't understand. They were pouring it on. They got the best quarterback and whoever played quarterback in the history of sports in Patrick Mahomes. Again, I'm discounting the Patriots and the Chiefs because of the competition, which is basically no competition. All right.
Number three.
Number three. I'm going to go with the Browns. I mean, not the Browns. I mean, the Ravens. I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens.
They 2-0. Played Miami 2 weeks ago.
Wow. But they came back with another win. And I know they played the Cardinals, but they had to play, and it was a close game.
They have played. Thank you.
Be quiet.
A close game against the hapless Arizona Cardinals.
They tied the Lions.
The freaking
they
division
tied the Lions. Can
Miami
I do,
Dolphins.
Can I do my power rankings?
The Dolphins are NAIA, man. And you giving them
stop it, Alex.
Where's cut the rhyme or the reason?
Cut Chris's mic off. Stop
Gosh.
It. All right?
Number
I'm just
two.
Having a hard time sitting still for this.
All right. Number two, the Rams. I'm going to go with the Rams. They had a convincing win, of course, over the New Orleans Saints. I know Drew Brees got hurt, all the other stuff, but the Rams, somebody thought that they weren't going to make the playoffs, and guess what? They're 2-0, Chris Broussard.
I'll give you that.
You
one.
Stick
that
was to a, basketball. That was a bad decision.
I'll give you that.
Rack
the Rams are going to make the playoffs.
I mean, what were you thinking? Were you thinking about the Lamb Chops weren't going to make the playoffs or the Rams? I mean, really, Chris. All right.
Get to your number one. This is ridiculous.
And you know, number one.
I don't even know if they should be in the top five.
Is the Green Bay Packers.
Trust the process.
Yes. The Green Bay Packers. Did you see the way they came out of the gate in this game against the Vikings? They ripped off touchdown drives, 75 yards, 63 yards, 33 yards. And they basically
and
put the game.
And held on for dear life.
They won the game
21-16. Held on for dear life.
It's about wins and losses, Chris Broussard, and nothing else. And don't forget, it's the second game in a row where the Packers have beaten a division rival. They're in the driver's seat in the NFC North. What did they do? They beat the Bears, and now they beat the Vikings. And in both games, their DBs picked off passes, potential game-winning passes, in the end zone to end the games. They are balling, Chris, and when they get the offense, this new offense together with Aaron Rodgers, they will be a force to be reckoned with. The Green Bay Packers are the best team in the National Football League. Lee, am I right?
No, you
Damn
ain't
right.
Lee knows
Lee,
I'm right.
Lee, stay on the mic. You really agree with him, Lee?
That defense is something else.
It is.
Okay,
it's special.
The defense is tough.
Lee is special.
And LaFleur is going to bring
the best
bring
team
it,
in the NFL?
Once
yes.
Rodgers and LaFleur get it popping.
Well, when's that going to be, huh?
And wait a minute, but think about this, Chris.
And what about all the other quarterbacks
Chris.
That were able to, you know, start the season off running?
But the one thing you got to give them is they do have two divisional wins
no,
in their
I
division.
Agree.
That's huge.
Their defense is real, and Rodgers is going to get better. But number one?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
It is The Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. You can follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on
Rob
both Twitter
Parker.
And Instagram. I am at Chris _ Broussard on Twitter and Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. Two good follows there, so definitely check us out. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. And Rob and I are celebrating our one-year anniversary as the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. So every now and then we will be playing a segment from the past, a blast from the past, some fun clips from our first year.
And it has been a blast. It really has.
No doubt. No doubt. And many, many great years ahead. We got Mike Freeman, a good friend of both of ours, a colleague of ours. I worked with him at the New York Times. Now he's the NFL columnist for Bleacher Report, does a fantastic job. He will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to stay right there, Rob. Mike, we'll ask him about this when he gets on the show. But he just wrote a story in Bleacher Report. And he said that Lamar Jackson is already the third best quarterback in the NFL behind, right, that's, thank you for playing that, behind Tom Brady, who he did call the GOAT, he's right on that, and then Patrick Mahomes, who's the reigning MVP, and then Lamar Jackson. Rob,
wow.
I mean, this is the very definition of prisoner of the moment.
I agree with you.
The very definition.
I agree with you. There's just no way he's the third best quarterback in the league. I'm sorry.
Ahead of Aaron Rodgers?
You just can't.
And ahead of Russell Wilson?
I mean, it's just guys who have done bigger and better things and have more, what do you call it, bigger resume.
I wouldn't even put him ahead of Dak.
I mean, come on. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, again, who did he play against? Don't you throw out the Miami Dolphins? Don't you just throw it out?
I do, but you have to throw it out. Some people don't. I mean, I don't know about some people's power rankings seem to give them a lot of credit for beating the Dolphins and the Cardinals.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
No, I know. But no, you're right. I mean, come on. Two games against two bad teams.
That's all.
You have no prayer of making the playoffs.
Right, right. And you beat them, and I give them credit, and you did damage against them like you should. But that's not what you're going to base it off of, and we'll push back on Mike Freeman. That doesn't make any sense to me. Mike knows better. Do that in a game against a good team or a decent defense, and then I'll take a look and say, all right, he's got something going. The guy. Come on, you went from last year where they – remember that Chargers playoff game when they shut him down? He couldn't do anything.
That's the only team that's seen him twice.
Yes.
I'm not sure if they played Miami or Arizona. Lee, let me know on that. Did they play Miami or Arizona last year? But Arizona has a new head coach, but so does Miami, actually, for that matter. But I don't know if they saw him. This is the second time they've seen him. But the bottom line is, as you said, the one team that saw him twice, they shut him down.
Yes.
They totally shut him down. And I've got even beyond just the fact that this is way too early to anoint Lamar Jackson an elite quarterback, I still, Rob, got major questions. Now, I would love it if he can have a nice long career.
And nobody's hating on him or saying that he can't be something or be special. But come on, this is just too premature.
No doubt. And I just wonder even if he can stay healthy, Rob. I'm serious. Because look, what are we looking at with Cam Newton? He's run the ball too much. And he's taken too many hits. And he's not the same player. Now, I know he's played 8 years. So you say, well, maybe if we get 8 years like this out of Lamar, that'll be great. But he's half the size of Cam Newton.
Right.
You know, so I hope maybe, look, I would like nothing more, to be honest, than him to revolutionize the quarterback position. You know, and then guys can start playing like this at the NFL level. We've seen it in college for decades.
I mean, you just got to be careful.
Yeah, it's way too early.
That's the only thing. You got to be really careful, and especially the way he plays, too, as you just pointed out. We saw RG3 have, like, an unbelievable rookie year. Don't you remember they won, like, their last seven? The Skins won their last seven or eight games, made the playoffs. You remember how well he played?
Yeah. Well, again, he was being anointed. And he had more of a sample size than Lamar.
Right.
Because at least he had a full rookie season and a playoff game. But he was anointed. I mean, remember that, I think it was a two-part special that the old network did on him when he was rehabbing.
Right.
I mean, this guy was being treated just like he was going to revolutionize the position.
Oh, no. He was the cat's meow, the
right.
bag of chips, and all the other stuff that goes with it. It was all
I
about
think
RG3.
He was hyped more than Kaepernick.
No, I agree. They were in love with that dude, right?
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, I picked the wrong dude, but they were in love with him.
Well, the reason that I thought he was good and all that, but I never was one of those that felt like he was going to change the position just because of his style of play. And I just don't know. Now, look, Lamar Jackson is incredibly elusive, and so is Kyler Murray. And they know how to brace themselves for hits and, you know, obviously slide as all quarterbacks need to do, get out of bounds and all that. But somebody will catch them. So at some point, they're going to get blindsided.
Yep.
And that's when you got to wonder, will they be able to survive? And I'm not trying to, you know, hoping he gets hurt. I would love to see this guy become a superstar.
We're just talking about
fun to watch.
Right. We're just talking about what we've seen
on TV, right?
In the league, though. And we've seen what happens.
To bigger guys. So, his numbers have been terrific. I'm going to read them off. 596 yards in two games.
Impressive.
That's obviously about 300 a game. 72% completion. And I'm going to give him some credit. His accuracy, Rob, now again, it's look at the competition, but his accuracy has been great. And I remember I saw him in the preseason, and I did have to do a double take, and I said, man, he's throwing the ball really well.
Mm.
And it has translated, at least in these first two games, to the regular season. And he's thrown it in the tight windows. I mean, he's looked great.
But there's also
the
been some.
Game,
who was
the
it great?
Running,
go ahead,
he's
I'm
got
sorry.
Seven touchdowns, zero interceptions. And his running, Rob, does keep the defense off balance.
There's no doubt about it because you have to respect it, Chris. You have to respect it. But I guess my other thing was it Greg Cosell, you know, from NFL Films, was saying, dude, he's throwing to wide open receivers. Like I'm talking about that Miami game where everybody's going crazy. If you're an NFL quarterback or any guy and you can't throw to a wide open receiver, I mean, you can't play. You know what I mean? So you got to be a little careful. And same thing with Tom Brady and them. Tom did what he was supposed to do in that game. Was it 43-0? I mean, it's just embarrassing.
And I think they took it easy.
They did. Tom only had two touchdowns.
Right. They didn't want to. I mean, it was 16-0 at half.
Right.
I think he was trying to be nice to Flores, but you can't tell your players don't go out there and play.
No, and then I think the defense had two touchdowns, so you can't tell them not to run the ball in, right?
Right.
If you get
that's
a pick.
Dream. That's a dream for
a defensive player. Defensive,
right. So, yeah, I just think you got to slow down. You have got – and look, we've heard knowledgeable people. John Harbaugh, so far it looks great. But he has said, the coach of the Ravens, that this guy and this offense, more so, is going to revolutionize football. Cliff Kingsbury, the coach of the Arizona Cardinals, has said that Kyler Murray, his quarterback, and Lamar Jackson are the future of the NFL. Or could be. Let me not
only thing is,
could be the future.
When we looked at the Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, none of them played like that. When
great,
you go over
great point.
None.
We did it. Seven of the last eight NFL Super Bowl quarterbacks have all been pocket passers. Nick Foles, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Matt Ryan. You know, so it's
he didn't win the Super Bowl.
No, but in
the Super Bowl, right?
In the Super Bowl,
all right.
In the Super Bowl,
right? No, I agree, and that's the part you look at and go, well, where are those guys? How come Michael Vick didn't make it there? How come? You know what I mean? You start looking at different places. So,
you know this, Rob. Running quarterbacks have dominated or been tremendous in college football for decades.
For decades.
This is nothing new. I mean, Lamar Jackson may have done it better than most of the great running quarterbacks, but Vince Young, you know, Tony Rice, I mean, Charlie Ward, we could go on and on.
Charlie Ward won
a
Heisman, Trophy winner, went undrafted.
Yep, and he was a passer, but, you know, we've seen so many running quarterbacks. And again, I want to give Jackson credit because his passing has improved. It appears that he has a tremendous work ethic to improve the way he has in one season. And I look, do I see tremendous leadership qualities, you know, from when he speaks and things like that? No. However, his teammates seem to love him.
Oh,
and
they
seem to rally around him.
I can see why they would love him. The guy did win a Heisman, comes in, and once you start winning, man, people pay attention. Do you know what I mean? Like, seriously, winning is the cure-all, Chris. You know that. A guy could be, like, say all the right things, a great guy, great teammate. If you can't win, dude, I can't, you know, like.
Right. I can't rock with you.
That's the right term. You can't.
Yep. No, and he's got a chip on his shoulder. You know, he'll throw a little jab here and there. Not bad for a running back, you know. And I like that. I mean, people wanted him to be a wide receiver. Bill Polian, great general manager, built the Indianapolis Colts. Hall of Famer, I believe, right? He said he should play wide receiver.
Can you imagine that? Where's Bill Polian now? Oh, he's picking up the pieces from that league of his.
Right. So I like that. Lamar Jackson has shown that, you know, he can play at this level, at least to this point. And again, I would love it if he could become Michael Vick on steroids. You know, Michael Vick 2.0. I mean, better than Vick. Because he's shown more accuracy and touch than Vick.
But Vick had a strong arm. Right.
Yeah, no, he had an incredible arm as far as strength. Wasn't the most accurate. But Vic had that 1 year. Now, he had more than one good year, of course. But that year in Philadelphia, remember that?
Uh-huh.
He was phenomenal.
And don't forget, when
he
won that.
It was his first year back, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it.
He was phenomenal. But that was, I'd love to see a guy be able to do that, you know, for several years if Jackson can do it.
The one thing I always remember about Vic, he was the first guy to go into Lambeau Field in Green Bay and win a playoff game. That was the first time they ever lost a playoff game at Lambeau Field, and it was Mike Vick with the Falcons.
Yep. Nah, he was incredible. I think, but Vick, I've heard him even say Jackson's ahead of where he was at this stage. I mean, look, the guy's been impressive.
Oh.
We're just saying slow your roll.
Right. I can't wait to hear
from him. I cannot put him ahead of Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. I mean, obviously, somebody, Drew Brees, guys like that have been injured.
But still.
I don't know if he's taking that into account. But, yeah, I can't put him ahead of all these guys. And I want your opinion on this, Rob. I don't put him ahead of Dak at this point.
Hard to.
Would you?
No, it's hard to.
I mean, even if you don't love Dak.
Right.
I mean, two games?
I mean,
And what, seven last year or whatever it was?
Exactly. And Dak wins. And again, I don't think he's the greatest quarterback. I don't think you do. But he's still, if you're going to say, like, you're picking somebody now over the last, looking at quarterbacks over the last year, how could he be ahead of Dak?
No question.
You can't. All right. It's not about, you're not talking about potential. You're talking about what you've seen so far.
No doubt. All right, your turn to weigh in, folks. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. He's one of the hottest young quarterbacks in the NFL and being hyped as a revolutionary player. But do we need to pump the brakes on all the Lamar Jackson praise?
Relax.
Your turn to weigh in. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Farmers Insurance, we know there's a crucial difference between a kick drum pedal and your car's accelerator pedal. Because at Farmers, we've seen and covered it.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, brought to you by TrueCar. You guys know how confusing car shopping can be. Terms like dealer price, list price, invoice can get you all out of sorts. Well, TrueCar shows you what other people pay for the car you want. Makes it easy to recognize what's a good price. So when you're ready to buy a new or even a used car, do yourself a favor and visit TrueCar and get your confidence up. You'll be ready for those dealers. All right, it's the first year, 1 year anniversary of the Odd Couple. And before we go any further with the calls, let's take a blast from the yearly past.
L-O-T. The worst leader of all time. That's
stop it, Rob.
And stop it. And here we go. You know Tom Brady's the LOAT. LeBron now has two because he's the FOFOAT. Finals failure of all time.
All right.
Tom Brady's the LOAT, luckiest of all time. And Kevin Durant is the MASOAT, most sensitive of all time.
Who are you?
You the HIBOAT, the hatinest brother of all time. As your list proves,
Rob Parker.
There it is. Yes, you are the HIBOAT.
I'll take that name. I'm all right with that.
You know that. You love it. You relish in being the HIBO.
Hey, there'll be some HIBO t-shirts coming out by Christmas.
877-99 on Fox. Let's get to the calls, Rob. What do they think about Lamar Jackson? Do we need to pump the brakes a little
just
bit?
Just a little bit. Mango in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mango?
Hey, first of all, happy anniversary, fellas.
Thank you,
brother. We appreciate that.
That sounds kind of weird saying fellas.
I know, right?
I get it.
Hey, but I say I pump the brake for one reason, because I want to give him an opportunity to fail, because I don't want to throw this young man to the wolves and throw him in a trash can once we do see this, the worst game of his life, because it might come. We don't know. But when I saw him last year, when he had the opportunity to shine, because he's a rookie, you know what I mean? It didn't happen. He was in the playoffs, right, I believe?
Yeah. He let him. Okay. He had a great rookie year from the standpoint of winning.
Yeah.
He turned his season around.
But when he had the opportunity to be that, what everybody calling him, that new big thing, you know, he wasn't ready. So give him another the next year, you know, before he's spectacular and all that. Because I seen Randall Cunningham, I seen Michael Vick, I seen, you know, we seen Cam. You know, let him do Lamar Jackson first before we say he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, no, I feel you. My main concern with Lamar Jackson, Rob, is honestly, can he stay healthy?
Right.
I mean, he's throwing the ball well, and even if he comes down off this pace and how well he's been throwing it, he looks like he can certainly be an adequate, above adequate passer. And we know he can run, so I just wonder, can he stay healthy?
Yeah, that's a big question. Thanks for the call, Mango. Appreciate it. What about Jason in Fort Myers? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Oh, what's up, fellas? Happy anniversary to you guys. I'm a longtime listener, first time caller.
Hey, Jason.
Thank you, and thanks for calling in.
And thanks for the support. We appreciate it.
Yes,
absolutely. You guys are amazing. I always love seeing either one of you whenever you're on, whenever you get a chance to be on TV. And when are we going to get the Odd Couple on TV?
Hey, from your mouth to
God's ears.
Executive's ears. Yes.
Well, let me know. but anyway, Lamar Jackson, I hate to say it, but I really think that we need to pump the brakes.
Right.
Because, I mean, I don't mean to invoke the name of Tim Tebow, but, I mean, their QBRs are about the same through a small portion.
Sample size.
I believe Tim Tebow had a QBR of, what, 89, 87? Lamar's got one of 90 right now through a couple of games. I mean, I'm not saying the kid's not a winner. But I just think that as a quarterback, as Stephen A. likes to say, throwing the football, I just think that we need to pump the brakes. Arizona, Miami.
Right.
Right.
You know, I'm not hating on the kid, though.
Jason, we're with you.
He definitely throws it better than Tebow.
Yes.
I mean, Tebow
yes.
had no hope as a passer.
Right.
None whatsoever.
He couldn't make a 15-yard pass, Chris,
right.
consistently.
I mean, he couldn't throw the ball at all, but he did win. It was similar. His rookie year was similar somewhat to Lamar Jackson's. Somewhat.
Right. All right, Jason, appreciate the support. What about Max in, God bless you, in Georgia?
You.
You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
Hey, fellas. A salut. Y'all's radio show has made it past. Many marriages did this year, so congratulations on that.
You're right about that.
Unfortunately, you're right. We hate to see divorce, but you're right.
Hey, I'm happy for you guys. You guys are great. So
Thank you.
The NFL, I just don't get the whole potential thing these days. The NFL is a what have you done for me lately league. It always has been. It's not a what will you do for me maybe league. So the word potential, especially for quarterbacks, it's just too unknown. And more the question for me is about the player's growth and longevity. Look at Cam. Look at Big Ben. Look at now Andrew Luck, too. All these guys were 6'5", 6'6", tons of potential, tons of strength, and they just couldn't make it too much through their injuries. So I just struggle with guys like Lamar and any of the small, look at Drew Brees, any of these small quarterbacks.
We saw what Brees, at least Brees didn't run. He's been incredibly durable, but of the running quarterbacks, Lamar's the smallest. I mean, outside of Kyler Murray.
Right. But we've seen it. Right. We saw RG3 have an unbelievable rookie year, and he wasn't able to sustain it.
Absolutely.
All right, Max.
All right,
appreciate
thanks for
you.
The call.
How about Guy in California? You're on the Odd Couple of Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Guy?
Hey, you guys are awesome. Hey, congrats on the 1 year. You know it.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Guy. We appreciate that, brother.
Hey, you know what? One of the things I really love about you guys, you got a boxing gym in there? Because you guys seem to, like, want to duke it out.
Hey,
but you know what?
I love how you guys want to shoot it straight. You know what? You just tell it the way it is. You don't care who's going to get hurt or what. You just tell it. I love that.
That's the way it should be, Guy. Most people don't want to deal with it. And even when me and Chris disagree, we just go on after that. We disagree.
When you guys are off work, you're going to get some wings. I know that.
That's right.
Hey.
Rob's buying me wings for all those bets I
You
got to
have the bones. You got to have the structure.
Actually, I probably
bought
you more wings.
You have, Chris. You know I'm good on the wings.
You're good
bets.
On the bets. When it comes to the bets, you don't lose.
Lee, we're going to squeeze one more in. Is that all right? GW in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, happy anniversary, man.
Thank you.
Thank
you, man. We appreciate that.
Hey, and Rob, before you print out those T-shirts, I think you might have to check that copyright, man. I pulled a LeBron. Hey, Chris, I gave the hobo thing.
You did.
Don't I get some proceeds or something?
I just straight stole it.
We'll send you some wings.
Wait a minute, how you go straight still? Dang, Chris, I thought we were cool.
We are.
Wow.
Very small.
I know. He just
phoned
me up faster than an iPhone, Rob. I'm like, Jesus.
Now, you were the first to call him the hippo.
No, we will give you
credit for that.
Hey, let me say this real quick. I know you got to go on break. I say let these guys shine. And I'm especially happy for guys like Lamar and Dak because they had a lot of haters last year. And they still got a lot of haters. Chris, you talked about that blindside block, that tackle that you worried about Lamar taking. I hope he don't get a Carson Wentz type of hit that puts him out, that breaks his back, that tears up his knee. You talk about a guy that was all flaunted. Hell, you got people call me Wentz in a lifetime. You know, I want a little more to avoid the Carson Wentz and the Andrew Luck type injuries. How about that?
Wentz doesn't run like Lamar,
thanks, GW.
Obviously, or as much as Lamar, but he's another one, Rob. He'll get out of that pocket and then run.
And once
you
see,
he's had trouble staying healthy.
Your
Andrew
target.
Luck would run.
Your target once,
right.
once
now,
you're
Luck
out
got
there.
Sacked a lot, but right. yeah, and I'm not even saying he's going to have one of those harrowing injuries. But if you get stuck enough, it could just bring you down, you know, physically, like we see with Cam Newton. It hadn't just been one injury with Cam, you know what I mean? It's just been
a number just piling up.
Right, the beatings pile up. All right, the man who has been champion Lamar as the third best quarterback in the NFL joins us next, our buddy Mike Freeman. But first, thank you, Ralph. It is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. And we love having this next guest on the show. We both, Rob and I, go way back with him. He was my former colleague at the New York Times, been covering the NFL for decades and does as good a job as anybody of doing it. He's the NFL columnist for Bleacher Report, Mike Freeman. What's up, man?
What's
How
up,
are
Mike?
You?
I always appreciate you coming on, you guys. I always appreciate you guys. And all I'm doing right now is just waiting for Colin Kaepernick to get a trial. He can't get
a
trial.
Don't hold your breath.
Here's
the thing, Mike. You know this better than me. He doesn't need a tryout. He's good enough. You know what I mean? Like, he's good enough to be starting for several of these teams. Here's the question, and I don't think it'll happen. I think Rob agrees with me. Do you think it'll happen that he'll get a shot?
I've been saying this pretty much from the first time I started writing about this story, when he first started taking the knee, that he would never play in the NFL again. And I
you know, I still kind of feel that way. I mean, stranger things have happened, but, I mean, when you look at what the league is doing and some of the guys they're bringing in, I mean, just bums.
Terrible bums.
Now, like, just out of retirement and guys who are terrible. Now, look, the argument will be he doesn't want to be a backup, but I'm just telling you that's not true. He will go to any situation that he thinks will be fair for him and good for him, the way almost any quarterback, anyone does in these situations. They all weigh that. They all say, maybe if I go to this team, I'll have a better chance to start. If I go to this team, I won't have as good a chance to start, so I'm going to weigh my options and look around. Every quarterback, every player who's a free agent does that. He's doing the same thing. But any notion that he will not be a backup is just, I'm just telling you, is completely false. And I could be wrong. I know you guys sort of feel the same way I do. I mean, we could be wrong. Something could turn. But, I mean, it's been so long that what I sort of thought from the very beginning is still holding true. I just don't see how any team's going to sign him because they've had plenty of opportunities
right.
to do it.
Yep.
So.
Now, Mike, I've heard people say that Kaepernick's had his chances, and maybe it was just as a backup, but that some teams had interest and he wasn't interested. Is that true?
It is not true. Well, here's the thing. It depends on what you mean by has he had his chances. He has not been contacted really by any teams except a handful, and they never made offers to him. They never brought him in to work out. So, I mean, I don't know how he's had a chance if they don't bring – I mean, the team's always bringing guys for workouts, and he's never had that opportunity. So to say that he's had a chance isn't really accurate.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's just – look, there a lot of people say a lot of things about Colin. He's just become this really almost like part of the culture wars of our country now and how it's been for the last two or three years in our country. But, you know, knowing him, knowing people around him, just so people know, like, he's a good dude. I mean, he's just a solid, good guy who gave up his career to help, I mean, to be blunt, people who look like all of us.
You know, right.
The main
right.
thing he did was to fight for people of color and fight for to make sure law enforcement, the court system treats people like us better. There's no more noble cause than that.
None,
and
no doubt.
It cost him his career. So, I mean, it's crazy, but here we are, and here we are. I don't know.
Unfortunately. No doubt.
Crazy.
All right, hey, we agree. We're in lockstep with you, but this column you wrote, we're not in lockstep with you, Mike Freeman. Lamar Jackson, talk about
splaining.
You got some Lucy, some splaining to do. When you talk about he's the third best quarterback, what? Explain yourself.
Why, who's better? All right, let's go down the list.
How about Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers?
How about those two guys? They're not better than this guy? Or two bad?
All right.
Now, if you want to say he's been the third best through the first two games.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay.
If you took stock now, if you looked at every quarterback and all how they're playing right now at this moment, there's only two guys playing better than him. I mean, it's not Aaron Rodgers as much as I love Aaron Rodgers. It's not Russell Wilson right now. There's no other quarterback playing better than him except Brady and Mahomes.
Now,
I'll give you that.
I'm not saying historically. I'm not saying all time. I'm saying as you look at the game right now, what he is doing is just remarkable, and there's no one doing better than him than those two guys. And he's doing things that Brady obviously can't do. And Mahomes can do it. Mahomes does have that athleticism, the ability to run. But no one is doing what Lamar Jackson is doing right now, except those two guys. I mean, they're just the only two guys that are better. So I'm just saying right now.
Okay.
Right now,
through the first 2 weeks.
But okay. Mike, here's the other one. Do you not look at the competition and who he's played? I mean, you still got to go out and do your thing, and I'm not poo-pooing him and what he's done. You know what I mean? But the competition, when I watched that Miami game, he was throwing to wide open receivers. There was no DBs around. If you can't make those throws, you can't be a quarterback in the NFL. I mean, do you take that into consideration at all, the competition?
I think that's a fair point, Rob. But, I mean, the Dolphins are just horrible. They're tanking. They don't care. But you play who you play. I mean,
he's playing a little bit of a better defense this week with Kansas City a little bit. The Cardinals' defense isn't great. Miami's terrible, but he's at such a high level right now that I think if he played almost anybody, I mean, maybe not the Bears, the elite, the really great defenses that are fast and smart and athletic, the Bears are one of the best defenses I've ever seen right now. They're just destroying people. But maybe not against them, but almost anybody else. I think he's playing so well, and he's such a threat to do both things, run and throw, that I think he would be almost any defense now. And the other thing, too, is defenses don't know how to play him yet. This is the thing that is really great about his game, is that he was always, coming into the league, he was always a far better passer than a lot of people gave him credit for. He was always very accurate, actually. And obviously he's a really good athlete and he can run, but he does really two things that are hard to sort of teach. One, he's very smart. He prepares well. He's studious. He's a leader. He's all of those intangibles that we talk about. He has all of them. But two, you really can't prepare for a guy who is that fast and accurate. It's hard. I mean, Russell Wilson is like that. There's some other guys that have been like that. But it's until you really go up against him in a game, there's no one in practice that can simulate Lamar Jackson. So teams are just struggling with how to play him. They'll adapt. He won't be doing this every week. Defenses adapt all the time. So you'll see that. But he is just doing things right now that teams just have a hard time just comprehending and stopping and figuring out.
Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report joining the iCouple. Mike, we got about a minute left. How much skepticism around the league is there that Jackson can continue to play this way and stay healthy, you know, for the long haul?
That's a great question, and the answer is there's a lot of skepticism. There was a lot of skepticism about that when he came into the league. You heard all this stuff about him, and he wasn't big enough, and he would get crushed, and he wouldn't be able to run. So there's still those concerns teams have. But I think he's answered – look, Rob's point about the defenses he's played is a good point, but I think he still has answered a lot of questions about – he still has run. He still gets hit, and he gets right back up, and he's fine. So I think he's starting to answer those questions, but there's still skepticism. But the main thing is, one of the main things with him is he's a pocket passer. He doesn't take a lot of risks. He doesn't take a lot of shots. So he has learned how to, when he runs, get out of bounds, not get blasted. He knows how to run without getting hurt, without teams being able to really take him out and take him on. And he's also a pocket passer. So I think the risk was much, much overstated coming into the league. And I think he's going to keep doing what he's doing.
All right. It's the great Mike Freeman from Bleacher Report. So thank you for clearing that up.
Yes, we feel way better.
He's the third best quarterback.
Yes.
And I get it. Through the first two games, no doubt.
I'm talking to two great writers. So as a writer, you shouldn't have to wonder what I was saying. So that's my bad. Right? That's on me.
No. It was a great comment.
You guys understand that. So, but yeah.
The last thing we wanted to do was rip you on our first anniversary of the Odd Couple.
Hey, happy anniversary. Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, my man. Thank you. Well, we will have you on very soon again, man. So great, great stuff. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, brother.
All right.
Peace.
History will be set in the NFL this week. We'll tell you all about it. That's next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
At Farmers Insurance, we know there's a crucial difference between a kick drum pedal and your car's accelerator pedal. Because at Farmers, we've seen and covered it.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, as always, coming to you from the Geico Fox Radio Studios. We got great news. There's a quick and an easy way you can save money. Switch to Geico. It only takes 15 minutes to see if you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Go to geico.com and see how much you can save. Rob, what'd you think of that game last night?
That yawner? I'm sorry. Oh my God.
So were you impressed?
Impressed
obviously
by the Browns
got their first win.
They did what they were supposed to do, but I wasn't impressed. Come on, the Jets were awful. That was just,
yeah.
You know what? There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL. I mean, to start,
there
Chris,
really are. I mean, the Dolphins are historically bad.
Right. Well, you go.
I mean, honestly, this is one of the worst teams that I've seen in recent memory.
I can't remember a team this bad. They've been outscored.
They're going to get destroyed
102
every game.
102-10, Chris. 102 yeah. to 10. 2 weeks in.
Yeah, it is bad. The Jets are bad without Darnold. Le'Veon Bell, it's going to be interesting to see if this, I mean, look, Darnold apparently is doing better. Maybe he'll be back in a few weeks.
He's going to miss a couple weeks. I mean,
yeah,
that's
but you wonder how Le'Veon Bell, I mean, I feel for him because I'm sure he wants to play significant football.
But I read his quotes. He took it in stride. He said, dude, I'm healthy. I'm feeling good. You know what I mean? I'm in a great place.
Yep.
And I'm just going to wait it out. I said, am I frustrated? Yes, but I'm not going to. He just sounded like a mature guy. You know what I mean? Instead of making like some stink after 2 weeks.
Right. There are those that I've heard people say they should trade him. But I'm like, no, keep him because Darnold's going to be back.
Yes.
And,
no.
You know, Darnold's going to need a guy like Le'Veon Bell.
To open it up for him.
Right.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Dude, that would be
the
dumbest thing to do. I wouldn't do that.
Odell was great.
Yeah.
The catch, the one-handed catch was phenomenal.
But I'm with you now.
The slant that he took 90 or 89 yards.
The thing about the glove and the catches and whatnot, I don't know. I'm not as impressed anymore.
No, look.
I'm not.
They're beautiful catches, but let's face it, a ton of guys are making them.
Yes.
And it's not that a John Jefferson, remember John Jefferson? He was phenomenal
for a few years
in San Diego. You know, Lynn Swan, obviously some of the greatest catches in history in the Super Bowls. Guys back in the day, it's not like these guys are so much better than they used to be. It's the gloves.
It is the gloves.
It's the gloves. And they're great to watch, and I'm not going to totally take credit from them, but it is the gloves.
It's easy to catch with those gloves. And, Chris, you mentioned it yesterday about the story that
Rick Riley
did. And even he could catch with those gloves.
He was catching them. They're Peyton Manning. He does his new little thing on the other network, the internet show.
Right.
And he was catching them with the gloves. You know? I mean, it is – I think he may have had Stick'Em on.
I think –
Like Fred – he was with Fred Biletnikoff.
The next time I have flies in my apartment, I think I'm going to put on two pair of gloves.
Oh, man. You swinging at flies with those gloves, you're going to catch them.
Am I right?
But, yeah. So, it is true. Look, Odell is great. There's no doubt about it. But the gloves are probably 50% of it, at least. If not more, there's no doubt about it. It's the Odd Couple, 2 hours left. Keep her locked. You know it. It's our anniversary, baby. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
It is The Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. We've got Robert Klimko, football writer for Sports Illustrated, just wrote a very informative, investigative piece on Antonio Brown, in which there was a second accuser of Brown saying that he sexually assaulted her. So we'll get him on at the bottom of the hour. That'll be an interesting conversation. See what he has to say. But the news of the day, Rob, out of New York, Eli Manning, two-time Super Bowl champion, beloved by fans, will go down as one of the great legends in New York sports history. That's high praise, but it's true, I believe. He has been benched by Coach Pat Shurmur, and rookie Daniel Jones out of Duke will start Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think the move, Rob, was a little early. I would have done it after their bye week in October. So I think four more games from now, they would face New England on a Thursday night, October 10th, and they're going to get pummeled, obviously. So at that point, they probably are 2-4 or 1-5, and the season is virtually over. Then you get a week and a half off before you play the week Arizona Cardinals. And I think that is when I would have started Daniel Jones. You give him that week and a half to prepare. You're playing a bad team in Arizona where maybe he can shine. And you got Detroit the week after that. So, and you'd have Golden Tate, your best receiver, back because he's suspended for the first four games. And Sterling Shepard, your second best receiver, back probably from concussion. So I just think it would have been a better situation for Jones to shine and play well. And you give him a better chance of succeeding right away. However, overall, I think it just needed to be done. And even though I may think it's a little early, I'm fine with it overall.
I don't have a problem with it. I've been calling for it for 2 years. I just don't understand what Eli did to prompt this to happen now. That's what I don't understand. He hasn't played any worse, Chris, than he has been playing.
No.
And the bottom
line, there's
only
one explanation. Shermer's trying to save his job.
Right. This is
now,
about
the, what, this is, second. Is this his
yes,
second year?
And they've both been bad. And this is his second year now. And him and the GM, Gettleman, are trying trying to cover themselves to at least give people some hope. Maybe they get lightning in a bottle or something. Do you know what I mean?
And also, I mean, you talked about it. You gave this incredible stat about how bad their defense has been. What was that again? That was ridiculous.
They've given up in two games 9 touchdowns of 70 or more yards.
Not just, but to drives. Touchdown drives.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
70 or more, Chris.
That's unbelievable.
And the defense has no turnovers. So they don't have. There's nothing going on defensively. You just said it. Their three top receivers are out.
Well, what this?
What
does,
do they have?
This gives them. At least they may be thinking this. There's two ways they may be looking
at it. Free pass.
We don't know. Well, one, we said Sherman's trying to save his job. He thinks Jones is better. Look, Jones probably outplayed Eli in training camp. Probably because he certainly outplayed him in the preseason. And he probably was better than him in training camp.
Right.
And so he may think, look, this is our best chance to win. Or it could be a little bit of both. You think, look, rookie quarterback, nobody's going to expect us to win. You know what I mean? Like, I can deflect it. And when we finish 3-13 or
we'll
2-14
right,
or whatever
right.
it is, it's like, hey, we had a rookie quarterback. What do you expect? You know? So it's probably a combination of those two feelings.
But I do think that that's about them, not about Eli. To me, Eli didn't do anything these first 2 weeks that is different than what he's been playing. Would you agree with that, right? Nothing.
No, he's been okay, which
just
is what
okay,
he's been for the
is...
last 6 or 7 years.
Absolutely.
And look, I like Eli, even though I'm with you. I've been calling for his job. I thought they should have drafted Sam Darnold. You know, both of us did, you know, last year. But Eli is class personified. I don't know him personally. I have met him a few times. I've spoken at the chapel for the Giants, and he's always there. Really nice guy. His daughters go to the school that my daughters went to in New Jersey.
Really? You're in the highbrow, high-rent district.
Yeah, I'm partners with Rob Parker. That takes you places.
Wow.
No, but he's a great guy. Great guy. But I look at it like this, and I feel, honestly, Rob, I feel the same way when I look at a Carmelo Anthony. And I say, look, I get it. It's tough when you have to step away from the game. I get it.
Oh, it's hard.
You still feel like you can play and all that. But you have had a full career. You have. It's not like, you know, a Chris Bosh, who now he got 11 years himself. But
it still feel like
Bosh,
he got shorted. He got
right.
shorted, right.
Yeah, because he still was in his prime, and for health reasons, he had to step away. Or a Grant Hill. Or a Penny Hardaway, who a Derrick Rose, even they're able to play, you know, but they were superstars, and their careers were, you know, their superstar level was cut short because of injuries. Thank God you didn't have to go through that. So Carmelo, if he never plays another NBA game, you have had a full 16-year career. If Eli never starts again, you have had a full 16-year career. So I'm not, pardon me if I don't shed tears for you. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I totally agree. I don't think that Eli can look at it like he was short thrift. He was at the top twice. Talked about it. He won in New York. He had the parades, Chris, down the Canyon of Heroes,
yep.
Ticker tape. Nothing better than it. There's nothing better. I'm telling you, I've covered a couple of those.
Yep.
They were incredible. Incredible to be a part of.
Well, here's the question, Rob, the million-dollar question. Our buddy Rod Woodson, I mean, and we do have to protect Rod on that because he said he's never going back to the Hall of Fame again.
Yeah, we told him, like, don't do that.
He's a Hall of Famer, right, because we both think, you know, that is a great chance Eli gets in. Mark Schlaver said he thinks he'll get in, too. I just want to hear from you. He's a Hall of Famer in your opinion?
Yes. To me, he's a Hall of Famer. No ifs, ands, or buts, and I gave
not
you
not a first ballot though.
I don't know how they work with that because some of the stuff that they do and the way the writers do it is different from what I'm used to in baseball. You know what I mean? Like
yep.
You have to go, writers have to go and make a case for somebody, and you know what I mean, and like make a speech to try to convince the other writers, which is just weird to me, because their numbers. And the accolades, Chris, should speak for themselves. You know what I mean? You shouldn't have to convince people. But anyway, I doubt it would be the first ballot the way that they do it. But the two Super Bowl wins over Tom Brady and the Patriots, the two MVPs, the two signature
in the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowls, not regular
right,
season.
In the Super Bowl, and the two signature throws is enough. And again, the final straw of the whole thing is he defeated that 18-0 Patriots team. And don't forget, with 2 minutes to go, 2.5 minutes to go, Tom Brady throws a touchdown to Randy Moss, right?
Yeah.
They're winning, and he has to drive down and win. So I don't know. I don't know how you could look at that and not think that that's not worthy of being in the Hall of Fame, winning two Super Bowls and winning two Super Bowl MVPs.
Well, you're looking, those that would say he's not a Hall of Famer are looking at the other things, which is his regular season. He's 116 and 116 as a starter, 50%. He has had, of his 16 seasons, Rob, he's only had 7 winning seasons.
I get it.
7 winning seasons, and he's never been phenomenal. The thing he's led the league in most is interceptions. 3 times he's led the league in interceptions. So that's what people are looking at, and I get it. And look, 2 of the guys, his draft class, great for quarterbacks. Going to be 3. If Eli gets in, it's probably going to be 3 Hall of Famers. Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, and Eli Manning.
And see,
and from a regular season standpoint, it's not even close.
I wouldn't take Phillip Rivers over him. I
well,
really wouldn't.
In the regular season, they've been better. Here's what I'll say about that. I think Roethlisberger's definitely had a better career.
No, he's won two Super Bowls. No,
and
I'm talking
he's
about
been better in the regular
I'm talking
season.
About Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers, I believe, is a better quarterback and has had a better regular season career. However, if you ask me whose career would I rather have, if I'm a player and I could either be Eli Manning or Phillip Rivers, I would rather have Eli's career. He's got 2 Super Bowls.
I'm sorry. I'm with you. You could have all the regular season stuff. If you get that moment. Remember, I told you this before. Hispanic players on the Tigers used to have a nickname for Kirk Gibson. And his nickname was Two-Hit. That's what they call him. That was his nickname. Because Kirk Gibson has hit 2 of the biggest home runs
right.
in baseball postseason.
Right.
And you can say all you want, Chris. Would you rather have those 2 home runs? The one that helped the Dodgers win and beat the A's that big game against Dennis Eckersley? And the other home run against Goose Gossage in the World Series? I would take those 2 hits.
No, I agree.
I would.
I agree. Now, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
No, he's not. But I'm just saying.
He's never even been an All-Star.
No, he's not.
But you're right. He's known, though.
But he's known for those
everybody,
two. Everybody
right,
knows known. About Kirk Gibson. That home run he hit off Dennis Eckersley
yep.
is one of the most iconic home runs
no
in sports
question.
History.
No question. And look, Eli has been a 4-time Pro Bowler. So it's not like, you know, he was garbage in the regular season. At times he was, but, you know, he had his moments even in the regular season. But there are sometimes, Rob, players who, because of their postseason, I mean, just iconic moments. Now, you mentioned Kirk Gibson. He was not good enough in the regular season to be a Hall of Famer. Robert Horry, same thing. Robert Horry, you know, some of the greatest shots we've seen in the playoffs, but not good enough in the regular season to be a Hall of Famer. I don't want to hear anybody. I've heard people say, seven championships. Stop it. Okay. But my favorite player growing up was Lynn Swann. I was a huge Lynn Swann fan. And Lynn Swann had to wait forever to get in the Hall of Fame. And I get it. His numbers weren't, you know, they didn't throw the ball like
Remember,
that.
Remember, they used to run the football at a guy named Franco Harris.
Right. But his numbers weren't, you know, fantastic. But his numbers were good. He made some Pro Bowls. And he had some of the most iconic catches in NFL history in the Super Bowls against the Cowboys. I mean, he had some phenomenal catches. And that's kind of how I look at Eli Manning. Now, he obviously played much longer than Lynn Swann and obviously a more important position. But similar, Rob, the iconic moments, that helmet catch, and you said it earlier. David Tyree's a good friend of mine.
Right.
But that's, I don't know how you even explain that other than supernatural. You know, he catches a ball.
But the only thing I say, if you watch the play, yes.
Right. He had to scramble in the pocket and avoid the sack. It was phenomenal.
Phenomenal. If you look at that, you say, how did he even do it?
Right. Just to be able to throw it. And, you know, and in the other Super Bowl, same thing. You know, and you're right. Beating Tom Brady, beating that 18, that Patriot team would have gone down as the best team in history.
Yes.
There's no.
You remember Brady had 50 touchdowns and Randy Moss was unbelievable. Their defense, everything. They had everything. They were supposed to go 19-0. They weren't supposed to lose that Super Bowl. No way. And remember, they only scored 14 points there. 14 points.
Yep. So I do agree with you. I don't think he should be or will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, he could be a first ballot. You and I know this. You wrote for the New York Daily News and Newsday. I wrote for the New York Times. We know the New York market. Everything is magnified for good or bad.
Yeah, both.
When you do it in New York.
Both.
Right. And so those two Super Bowls, look, if he had won those Super Bowls, Rob, in, say, Seattle, or, you know, Minnesota or somewhere, Jacksonville, maybe he's not a Hall of Famer.
I don't know. Two MVPs is still big.
Yeah. I think it means more in New York. Like, I think this will help him being that it was New York.
I don't disagree with that, but I just think if he was just on a team, you know what I mean? Like, we were talking about Jim Plunkett, right? And you weren't the MVP, but you were the quarterback that won two Super Bowls. Do you know what I mean?
He was a driving force.
He was a driving force. That's the difference, and I think that's big.
What do you guys think? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? Tell us what you think. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
To Canada. Here we go. Oh, Canada, our home and native land. True patriot love in all of us command. With glowing hearts, we see thee rise, the North strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God,
keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Fox Sports Radio, our first anniversary. That was for the Toronto Raptors when I correctly picked that the Raptors would beat the Warriors in six games.
I thought these were good memories.
These are good memories.
That sounded like, I don't know what.
And happy anniversary to you, Chris Broussard. For people just joining the show,
look,
we've been celebrating.
Look at you killing me with kindness.
Well, because you know what? It ain't easy. I know. Hey, I've been in the radio game for a long time. It ain't easy to get the right partner, and it ain't good to have fun every day. Seriously.
Well, this has been, I mean, from the day we started.
Yep.
You know, and we've, like you said, we've known each other for
25 years.
27.
27 years. That's
that
right.
That 92 National Association of Black Journalists Conference. You got around.
Oh, yeah.
Because you met me.
Stephen A.
You met Stephen A. Smith, and you met, who was the other guy? Holley.
Mike Holley. All in that convention.
I think it might have been another one. I went to that with Mike Holley, I believe.
Isn't that crazy?
We went together. But, yeah, I mean, so 27 years, and we never thought about doing radio together. And I used to have a podcast when I started at FS1, Fox Sports 1, called In the Zone. And I had you on as a guest, and we just did our thing, right?
Right.
We didn't ham it up or say let's do this.
And
Don Martin, the executive here at Fox Sports Radio, he called me and probably you too and said, hey, that was great. I got to get you guys on radio together. And I was like, hey, yeah, we'll try it, you know. And we start doing it on weekends.
And then Scott Shapiro put us on, right? Sundays.
Yep. They tried us out on the week on Sundays to see, you know, how it worked. We did that probably, 5 or 6 months. And from right the get-go, Rob, it was great. We had great chemistry. We were close enough and are close enough where we could, you know, joke with one another. We can argue.
We can argue,
and, you know,
right,
go
argue
at
for
it.
Real and right, be right. All right after it's all over.
Yes, yes. So, and we hang out and we go get wings and we, you know, we just kick it. And so it's been great, man. I couldn't pick a better partner. No,
I agree.
No lie.
No lie. I totally agree.
No lie.
So we got a couple calls here on the Eli. Let's do that. Let's squeeze a couple in.
Let me read this quickly. We're brought to you by True Car. Car shopping can be confusing. Terms like dealer price, list price, invoice. True Car shows you what other people pay for the car you want. That makes it easy for you to recognize a good price from a bad one. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Let's get a few.
All right, Santos in Montana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got? Santos, did we lose you? All right, he's gone. Joseph in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
I'm here for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Oh, we're not there yet. Sorry about that. Marty.
Man, we forgot it is Trash Talking Tuesday. We haven't even announced it.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, Joseph, call back.
Yeah, he's on there. We're keeping him. We'll hold on to him.
A lot of them might be holding for Trash Talk Tuesday.
Let's see. We got Marty in Kentucky. Marty, you got something?
Yeah, first I want to say happy anniversary to my sports buddies on the West Coast that I just enjoy every day.
Marty, you're our man.
We really appreciate you.
We get a lot of callers, and we get a lot of regular callers.
And we appreciate
you. And you're one of them, and we definitely appreciate you. And you bring good points up, too.
I appreciate your entertainment you bring me 5 days a week. Now, on this subject, I'm going to squeak Eli in because of his Hall of Fame. I mean, because of his Super Bowl heroics and clutch in the Super Bowl. I don't think his statistics are nearly good enough. Now, I know if you're comparing to older players that are in the Hall, that he's got the statistics. But if he
right.
Also, I want to mention, if he goes first ballot when T.O. didn't, I'll puke. And then, but
good
his
point.
when you compare statistics to old players, you can't really do that, because even going back to the 1920s when the NFL started and they had, like, the Packers and the Cardinals, I know we don't remember that, but if you ask one of Rob's girlfriends, they'll tell you.
Oh, my!
Statistics have always went up.
Marty, that was good.
No, you're right, though. Remember, was it last year when Ryan Fitzpatrick started on fire and somebody tweeted, in the media tweeted, he's got more touchdowns than Troy Aikman.
Right. Yep.
Okay, but nobody in their right mind would compare Ryan Fitzpatrick
to
Troy
that.
Aikman. Remember
let's,
that?
Let's squeeze one more in here. Patrick in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, fellas, much love to you, and happy anniversary to you.
Thank
both,
you.
Chris.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Real quick, Chris, I'm going to have to tell you that you and I must be pretty close to the same age, because back in the day, Lynn Swann was the best receiver. I loved him more than any receiver in football back in the day.
No doubt. Like I said, right, some of the greatest catches ever.
Yes.
Yes, he has. And with him a stalwart on each end, I mean, I just love watching the Steelers play. But getting back to Eli,
yes,
my personal opinion, brothers, is Eli should get into the Hall of Fame. First ballot, no. I do not believe that, because he hasn't put up the numbers that these other quarterbacks have that's gotten in on first ballot.
You know what, Patrick? That's fair. But you do believe he belongs in the Hall of Fame. See, that's why that's fair.
Oh, yes. I do believe he belongs in the Hall of Fame. And one of the reasons why is he beat Tom Brady twice.
Yes.
And one of the times he went to the Super Bowl and won, they had to go on the road every game and win every game. I can't think of any quarterback that's done that. Now, there may have been a few, but right now I cannot think of any.
You know what? Aaron Rodgers, they did it when they won the Super Bowl, but he did it twice. I agree. He did it twice.
No doubt. That's a good call. Not first ballot. I think I'd be a little disappointed or maybe upset if he gets in on first ballot.
That's fair. But you deserve that he believes.
I do think he deserves to get in eventually. No doubt. All right. Look, it is a
Trash Talking Tuesday.
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. You can trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Call in now, because the calls fill up. We're going to be joined by Sports Illustrated writer Robert Klimko in a moment. But start calling in now, and in about 10 minutes, you'll be able to share your trash talk. It's the iCouple. But first, let's go to our man Ralph Ervin for what's trending. Ralph.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. And the Yankees are just a step closer to cutting that magic number from 3-2. They lead the Angels 8-0 that game now in the top of the ninth inning. Boston, well, they put together a 3-run sixth inning, and they've tied it up with San Francisco, locked at 5. They are in the seventh. Philadelphia, a 5-2 lead over Atlanta. And that after a 5-run fourth inning. They're now in the bottom of the sixth. Cleveland holding firm on a 6-2 lead over Detroit. They are in the eighth. While Minnesota has a 5-4 lead over the White Sox, that game in the top of the sixth inning. Seattle shutting out Pittsburgh 6-0 in the eighth. Actually, now as for that Minnesota White Sox game, it's now tied at 5 in the top of the 6. Online car shopping can be confusing. Not anymore with True Price from True Car. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car. So visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Yuli Gurriel, a solo home run for Houston. They have a 1-0 lead over Texas in the bottom of the 5th. Cincinnati scored 3 in the top of the 1st. They still lead it. The Cubs 3-2. Washington, a 2-1 advantage over St. Louis. That game now in the 6th, scoreless. The Mets playing at Colorado. Be back to the Odd Couple in 10 seconds, but first a word from Farmers.
Farmers Insurance knows the difference between a car hitting your bumper and a clown car hitting your bumper.
Oh, sorry about that!
Because at Farmers, we've seen and covered it.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Drew Brees, thumb surgery, Eli Manning bench, Daniel Jones starting. Sam Donald says he might be able to come back in week 5 from mono. Lots of NFL with Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, and Robert Klimko.
Thank you, Ralph. It's the iCouple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. We're joined by Robert Klimko, football writer for Sports Illustrated. Just came out with a very good piece on Antonio Brown, informative, investigative, actually uncovered a second accuser as far as accusing Antonio Brown of sexual assault. And she does not want any money. She's not, you know, trying to press charges or anything. But Robert is joining the Odd Couple. Robert, welcome. Tell us about this this second accuser and how that came about. And, you know, it's just interesting that she's not trying to press charges or anything. Why is she kind of coming forward?
Yeah, and thank you guys for having me on.
Yes.
I have to clarify that it's not a case of sexual assault. It's more of sexual harassment, sexual misconduct.
Okay.
But I'll get there. We started out this story by reaching out to people that had sued him for not paying up. You know, whether it was the chef he owes $38,000 allegedly, or the fish tank aquarium installer he owes $2,000. You know, we thought these stories were kind of bizarre and interesting. Why isn't Antonio Brown paying his bill? We were connected by a lawyer with a woman who alleges that Antonio Brown hosted a charity softball game for their foundation, which benefits and empowers kids to read in Pennsylvania. And he ends up buying a painting at auction of himself painted by a young woman for $700. And so he says he's going to pay the $700, and then he gets the young artist's number, and he has her come over his house, and he says, I want you to, in addition to this painting, paint a mural of me in my home on my wall. And so she's knelt down on day two painting this thing, and he comes up behind her, and he's stark naked with a washcloth covering his genitals, and he starts having a conversation with her. And she's not interested. She continues working. And then the next day, he cuts off the relationship, pays her for her time, but does not pay for the original $700 painting that she donated to the charity. And so the people running the charity are emailing Antonio, emailing Drew Rosenhaus, saying, we need our $700. And these people are just flabbergasted that this man who's worth over $60 million is now essentially stealing art from a charity in addition to trying to proposition this young woman, and then when it goes bad, firing her.
Help me out here. This is the problem I have, and I think the NFL, this is where they get into trouble. When I get it, you don't need to. They've made their own. The commissioner, the judge, jury, executioner. If you tarnish the shield, they can do whatever they basically want. That's what the union signed up for, right? With the commissioner, but I didn't think that the league did anything wrong by allowing him to play in this first case, in the first situation, because it's not a criminal and it's a civil suit. Do you agree with that, or you think the league should have acted quicker than that on just a civil suit?
I agree with you. You know, I think that it was good that they interviewed the first accuser in the federal lawsuit filed by Brittany Taylor on Monday. I think it's good that they're going through the process of deciding whether or not she's credible. The odd thing to me is that the Patriots did really apparently no work in kind of investigating the background of Antonio Brown and figuring out whether or not this was a signing that was going to blow up in our face. And I know that they didn't talk to any of the lawyers who are behind or representing clients in any of these lawsuits for lost wages. But I do find it hard to believe that Drew Rosenhaus didn't say to Bill Belichick, I know you want to sign my guy. We've been in discussions with this woman to drop this lawsuit for this sexual assault accusation, and she's probably not going to drop it, and it's probably going to come out. I find it really hard to believe that the Patriots didn't know about that, and I know it was reported by NFL.com via source that Robert Kraft didn't know about it. I don't believe it.
But, Robert, let me ask you this real quick. The Lions had a similar thing with their head coach, Matt Patricia. who was involved in something, and somebody did, what do they call that thing, Nexus or whatever search?
Yeah,
a
report,
Nexus.
Yeah, from a reporter at the Detroit News, and it popped up. And the Lions had no idea when this story was hit the paper that this had gone on, and that was an easy search to do. So I think NFL teams don't do their due diligence because I saw that happen.
I think that there's a big difference between the Lions PR staff not knowing how to do their job and Bill Belichick not having all the information available. I think Bill Belichick tends to have all the information that's available.
Robert Klefko of Sports Illustrated joining the Odd Couple. Robert, I mean, obviously your story, you like you said, you talked to people who Antonio Brown had not paid for their services. There was a chef who I think he owed about $38,000 who he never paid. We've seen the behavior in Oakland and Pittsburgh and all that, and then, you know, the sexual harassment and assault charges or accusations and things like that. So we see what Antonio Brown has become, at least allegedly. But you mentioned in your story, you know, he grew up in Liberty City in Miami. Even the woman, Brittany, I can't remember her last name, Brittany Taylor, who accused him of assault, said they met at a Bible study at Central Michigan. I remember when he came out of college, the scouting reports were that he was selfless, not selfish, selfless. In your reporting, did you get the feeling that this is just a guy that has completely changed his personality, or the superstardom has gotten to him and he has become an entirely different person than what he was maybe when he was in college, his younger days, and maybe when he just got in the league and wasn't a star?
Yeah. Well, let me just say first that, you know, when you write a profile on a guy, as you both know and as you both have done, you're scratching the surface in a lot of cases. And
right.
when you're talking to a bunch of people, you're talking to the guy, but you're not equipped to psychoanalyze the man or the woman. With that said, you know, I talked to people that were mentors of his and teammates and friends, and all of them talked about how Antonio gravitated to people in position of authority who he was able to respect. So there were a couple high school coaches that mentored him throughout his professional career. There were college coaches and a college team chaplain that mentored him. And all of them talked about those people being able to curtail Antonio's worst instincts and to calm him down when he got fired up for the wrong reasons. When Antonio got to the NFL and he started getting paid better and better, he started getting endorsement deals, he got a contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. People in that organization talk about how his behavior worsened and worsened and worsened. And then fast forward to the last 3 months, and several of the mentors from high school that he had spoken with weekly are now out of touch with him. All of the people that were friends with him, that were in his circle, in his entourage, have been rotated out and cast aside. And the only constant in his life right now, as far as I can tell, is Drew Rosenhaus. And Drew Rosenhaus is not somebody who's going to take a client and try to fix them.
Right.
He's going to deal with the storms as they come and represent you after you make mistakes. And so that's who Antonio is leaning on at this moment.
Great stuff, Robert.
Yes.
And it's a great read. Go to SportsIllustratedSI.com. Check it out.
Appreciate you, Robert Klefko.
Thanks a lot for the knowledge. Great stuff.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Robert. All right. It is a
Trash Talking Tuesday.
877-99 on Fox. Call in and trash whoever you want. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Farmers Insurance knows the difference between a car hitting your bumper and a clown car hitting your bumper.
Oh, sorry about that.
Because at Farmers, we've seen and covered it.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Let's get right to it. Time for Trash Talk.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, we don't have a lot of time, so let's get going. Patrick in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing?
I'm trashing Cam Newton for his play last Thursday night. Look, Cam, we're tired of seeing you being scared to get hurt or being scared to get hit. You're there at the one-yard line. Just push forward. Get a first down. Get a touchdown. Get us a win. Quit worrying about what you're wearing on Sunday and play football right and be the quarterback that we're paying you to be. I'm done.
There you go. That's trash
when
talking
lost
right there.
Eight straight.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, nah, he's right. I don't want to see no more scars.
Joseph, in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing?
Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is complaining that he needs a big contract. He honestly was the Cowboys' third option. Whether if the Cowboys would have got Paxton Lynch or Connor Cook, he would have just been some mediocre backup that would never play it again. That, and I'm leaving it at that. Dak Prescott's overrated.
Wow.
Sound like Rob.
What about Morris in California? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing?
I'm trashing the Hubbo and the Odd Couple.
What?
Ooh. Yup. You got the playoff race is coming down to it in the MLB. You guys haven't talked baseball in I don't know how long.
No, we talk baseball every week. We do talk baseball. We will talk about that.
We talk more than
anybody, any other national show.
Right.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Long time, first time caller, long time listener, but I haven't heard you guys talk MLB, and I listen to you guys daily. But I'm also trashing Rob Parker week football ranking list with that with the Chiefs and the Patriots at the fourth and fifth spot. They should be the 1 and 2, and you got the weak Ravens in there.
All right, thanks. How much time we got? You got a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Emmanuel in Philly, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing?
I'm trashing Chris Broussard.
No, all right. You better come correct.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Listen, for being a hypocrite on Aaron Rodgers to Rob Parker talking about basically he's been doing right now what Tom Brady has been doing his whole career, winning by playing average. Did you know that? Rob, you know how he keeps bringing up last year? He only threw 25 touchdowns. That was his first time he did it in his career, and Tom Brady did it 4 times, Rob.
All right. Thanks, Emmanuel. One last man on Trash Talking Tuesday. Mace in San Diego, man. We don't have a lot of time, but do your thing. Who you trashing?
Oh, Mace.
Antonio Brown, a.k.a. Antonio Clown. You made Terrell Owens look like Mother Teresa. You're a freaking idiot. With your low IQ, you should hook up with one of the idiot Kardashians. And let's see how long this bromance lasts with Tom Brady. While you're at it, you can help him deflate his balls. And for your information, he likes his balls soft.
Wow. You know Mace comes hard.
Mace comes hardcore.
That's great job.
Great job by everybody. And we still got about a minute to go. And again, for people just joining us, man, thank you so much to everybody, Chris, you know, who's made this show, especially the guys behind the scenes who help us out, Rob G and Alex and all the anchors and all those people.
Anchors,
yeah. And Leah
Ralph
produced
Irvin,
us today.
David Gascon, Steve DeSager.
Man.
Brian Finley, all the interns, obviously Scott Shapiro and
Don Martin.
And Don for putting us together.
Yes, we wouldn't
it
be.
It is the Odd Couple. This was our first year anniversary. Many more years to go. And also download the podcast, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, FoxSportsRadio.com. You won't be disappointed. See you tomorrow. Peace!